State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Injured during the game, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is your sports medicine provider. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. John?
All right, that's Rafferty Clary. I'm John Dinkins here with the boys' sectional. It's Siegel against Walker Valley in our starting lineups tonight. Brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. For Walker Valley, it's Austin Harwood, number 4, at guard, along with Logan Melton, number 10. One of the wings, Lucas Korn, number 15. Brandon Cruz, number 23, and followed up by Dustin Swafford, number 24. For the Siegel Stars, it'll be Dominique Gooch, number 20, a 5'7 senior wing. Braxton Eddings, number 3, a 6'2 sophomore wing. Aiden Burton, 6'2 senior guard, along with Ryan Jones, number 22, a 5'5 senior guard. Charles Clark, number 10, a 5'11 senior. And those are your starting lineups, brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. And Gravity, this is the lineup that Ben Dotson's been playing for quite a while. Dominic Gooch has been red hot.
Yeah, when you go 30-1, John, this lineup obviously is going to do some good stuff for you, and I like how he's been sticking with it throughout the course of the season.
We're about ready to get this one underway. The winner goes to Murphy Center. The loser will unfortunately go home. Two fine ball clubs. Siegel Stars coached by Ben Dotson. The Walker Valley Mustangs coached by Bob Williams. The Mustangs come in here 22-9. Siegel 30-1. Their only blemish. Well, actually, they did lose in the district tournament to Blackman, but so actually they have two losses, but 30-1, they had that one loss to Blackman. That's 30-1. They came undefeated in that game. So just one loss. I stand corrected. And the tip controlled, and it'll go out of bounds to Walker Valley. And the J. Mullins Jewelry tip of the game was approximately 7:06. Go by and see them on West Northfield Boulevard, right next to the Fuji's restaurant. Got a lot of great gifts ideas, and, of course, he's got stuff for Easter, too. You know, Valentine's Day and all those other things, but Easter's next. Here's Walker Valley with the basketball. Holding it out front is Brandon Cruz. Slips it to the right side to Logan Melton. A couple of dribbles now, top of the key. Swinging it around, back out to Cruz. Over to Melton. Right side it goes to Harwood. Looks like they're going to be very patient tonight, Rafferty. Here is the pass back out now. Top of the key to Harwood. Gives it inside. Here's a turnaround jumper by Korn. That's no good. Rebound, Clark. Bounce pass beautifully done to Burton. Misses the layup. Rebound picked up by Swafford for Walker Valley. So a good opportunity there and couldn't get the layup to fall. 6:59 to go. We just started in this game. Here's Walker Valley. Top of the key is Melton. Over the right side, it goes to Cruz. Back out. Between the circles is Melton. Now back to Cruz. Back to Melton, just playing toss out there right now. Gives it over left side to Harwood. Back out to Cruz. Harwood has it, takes a dribble. Now gives it inside. The foul line is stolen away. Picked back up, however, by Cruz. They get the shot inside, but it's blocked by Eddings, and it'll be Siegel's basketball. Some nice defense there by the Stars.
Yep, they've got it inside twice, John, and Siegel's done an excellent job crashing to the goal and defending it well so far.
Here's Jones, brings it across the timeline for Siegel. Great crowd here tonight for a one-game playoff, in other words. Very good crowd. Walker Valley brought a lot of people. Charles Clark has it, now gives it over the left side to Eddings. Lobs it into Gooch, over in the corner to Burton, who shoots the three. It's missed. Rebound, picked up. And bounced off of Gooch, it'll be Walker Valley's basketball. Alert play by Logan Melton there just to bounce it off of Gooch. He had no chance of saving that ball. Still scoreless. We played a couple of minutes in this one. Full court pressure by Siegel. With the basketball is Melton. Bounce pass, it goes to Harwood. Back to Melton. Patiently working against this zone. Here's Harwood. Has it, flips it over to Melton. Back to Harwood, dribbles to the right side, almost walked, gives it back out to Melton, bounce pass in the corner. There it goes to Swafford, in some trouble, now back out to Melton. He'll set it back up and run the play again. Jones on him. Left side it goes Harwood. Harwood, top of the key it goes to Swafford. Back out to Cruz. Just very patient. Now a push away from the ball. And that is going to be on Walker Valley. And it is on Lucas Korn. First foul, the first team foul of this game. Jones has it for Siegel. Walker Valley in a zone, a very aggressive zone. Gooch throws it away. It's going to be an over and back violation, a turnover for Siegel. So right now, Rafferty, it seems that both teams a little gun-shy at the moment.
A little bit. I like the idea of going with the full-court press for Siegel. They're going to force Walker Valley to be more urgent with the basketball rather than getting them in the half court and them taking their time.
I think you're going to see the intensity build up. There's a steal by Jones. It's knocked out of bounds. Going to belong to Siegel. It went off the hands of Logan Melton. A fine play by Ryan Jones there. I shouldn't be surprised, quite honestly. 5:09 to go in the first. No score. Boys sectional here at Siegel High School. Here's Gooch, right side. Picked up Walker Valley in that zone. Jones thinks about popping one. Now gets it back. Finds down low. That's Clark, and he puts it up with a left hand off the glass. Good. So Siegel gets on the boards first. It's 2-0. Pressure by Siegel. With it in the backcourt is Cruz. Looking to Swafford. Needs some help to Melton, to Harwood. They've got a 2-on-1. Down low it goes. Reverse layup blocked again. As going up with it was Chandler Hunt. And Braxton Eddings comes in with a layup. On that steal, we've got a 30-second timeout. Time for Rafferty Clary to talk about our good friends at Bob Parks Auction.
The Bob Parks Auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is professionally trained to utilize the auction process to sell property. Recognized as a leader in the industry, you can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught with Bob Parks Auction. Give them a call at 896-4600, and you can find them online at bobparksauction.com. John?
4-0 here as the Siegel Stars have used turnover pressure to get a couple of baskets. I gave that basket to Eddings. I'm not really sure. We had papers flying.
I believe that was correct, though, John.
I had papers flying all over the table all of a sudden. 4:26 to go here in the first quarter. John Dingens along with Rafferty Clary with you. State Farm Prep basketball. Full court pressure by Siegel. And just like you said, Rafferty, trying to force the action. Double teamed. There's Melton. Gives it out to Harwood. Open for three. It's short. Rebound. Picked up. Gooch has it momentarily. Now flips it out to Clark. And they're going to call a foul, which is really unfortunate for Siegel, or they would have had two. The foul is on Lucas Korn. That's his second foul. Got to watch that. Bob Williams looking down his bench. And he's fixing to get in a young freshman, Trent Nunley, fixing to come in. Here's Ryan Jones for Siegel. No substitutions yet for Ben Dotson. Here's Charles Clark. Gets it down in the foul line and in the lane, knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Walker Valley. And a turnover for Siegel. Nunley does indeed come in for the Mustangs.
That's two early turnovers for Siegel. Walker Valley with two themselves, Sean.
The Mustangs facing that pressure by Siegel. Harwood, double teamed, in trouble, nowhere to go, still in trouble, pushes it out, finally gets it to Nunley. Nunley driving, goes up with a shot, he's fouled going up. And he will go to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Fans Heating and Air is built on trustworthy service and customer care, 893-7930. Trent Nunley, we talked to the coach about him. He's a very good freshman, quick. Wasn't on the roster when the season started.
Wow.
But midway through, he's picked it up. And he gets the basket or the point from the free throw line. And it's 4-1. Siegel Nation in strong vocal support tonight. Second free throw, also good. Nunley has the first 2 points for the Mustangs. Here comes Jones across the timeline, gives it over to Gooch. Gooch drives, stops off and gives it to Eddings. Burton for a long three, no good. Rebound, picked up Harwood. He's a strong kid. Flips it out, Swofford over to Melton. No good. Rebound. Nunley has it. It's knocked away, and now a foul. It's going to be Siegel's basketball.
Well, John, Walker Valley's missed their first six shots of the basketball game so far. Got to credit the defense from Siegel so far and their quickness.
McGee comes in, and Eddings will go out for Siegel. 3:24 to go in the first quarter. This is not the score I thought it would be at this point. 4-2.
I agree with you.
Walker Valley in the zone. I think Siegel's going to see zone a lot in the next couple of weeks. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Siegel's basketball. Side court, Clark to throw it in. Gives it over to Jones between the circles. Now left side to Burton. Takes the long jumper. No good. Flipped out. Rebound. Tried to save it. Was Gooch. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll belong to Walker Valley. Eddings coming back in now, and Burton going to come out. Siegel really struggling offensively, particularly from outside. Swofford to throw it in from Walker Valley. Over to Nunley. Patiently working against this press. Stolen, knocked away, out of bounds. It'll belong to the Mustangs as it went out off of Gooch. 2:55 to go here in the first quarter.
This press is really causing Walker Valley some trouble, John.
They haven't necessarily turned the ball over a lot. They just had trouble getting it. Kind of breaks their patience here. And there's a foul, a reaching in foul on Siegel. Boy, when you have them double teamed like that, you just got to keep those hands up. Foul is on Eddings. That's the second team foul, the first on Eddings. Here are the Mustangs. Have it stolen away by Clark. Clark going to go all the way. Tries to dunk it. It goes in anyway. And he is fouled. What a play.
Incredible shot there. I mean, you have to have so much control going up like that on a fast break. And he did, and he also paid off with the foul, and he'll go to the line.
Charles Clark at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. They've been in service since 1966. Free throw is up, rolls, missed. Rebound, Harwood. Gives it out to Melton. Full court pressure immediately. And that's hard to do after you miss a free throw, set that up. Here's a long jumper that's good from Brandon Cruz. Boy, that was a pretty shot. And ball is kicked. It'll be Siegel's basketball. 6-5 the score. Siegel leads by one. Coming across is Ryan Jones with it slowly. Gives it over the right side to Gooch. Gooch being hounded there. Gets it to the top of the key to McGee. Jumper missed. Tipped by Gooch, missed. Harwood down with a rebound. There's a scuffle for it. They both land up on the floor. No jump ball this time. It's going to be a foul. And the foul is on McGee. That's the first foul on DJ McGee. Scramble for the ball, and McGee got caught with the foul. 2:03 to go in the first quarter. It's 6-5 Siegel. Walker Valley across the timeline. And here's Melton driving. Make that Cruz driving, and a foul going to be called, reaching in. Foul is on Dominique Goose. That's his second foul. Burton coming back in. And Swofford to throw it in. Finds Harwood between the circles. Now to the right side it goes to Cruz. Cruz has it almost stolen. Nunley has it. Top of the key. Now throws it away. 3-on-2. Eddings stops in the air, and he's going to be fouled going up, and I think Cruz got him. We just really haven't had a really good look. Even the basket Clark got was contested.
Yeah, good defense out of both teams, but really I'm liking Siegel's defense right now. Ryan Jones causing a lot of pressure up front when Walker Valley's trying to run the offense. He's such a quick player for Siegel.
Eddings at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. The first one is up and no good. Fans Heating and Air will design the perfect system to meet your needs. 893-7930. Eddings will get another. Eyes it. Takes a dribble, puts it up. And the second falls short. Rebound Harwood. Looking for help. Finds Nunley. Now gives it over to Melton. Long cross-court pass down low. Now to Cruz in the corner. The jumper no good this time. Rebound picked up. Korn. Korn just reached over his head and put it over Burton. And Walker Valley's taking a one-point lead. McGee has it over in the corner to Burton. Boy, this Walker Valley defense is stifling. Jones for a long three. It's short. Picked up. Cruz with a long rebound. 108 to go in the first quarter. 7-6 Mustangs.
Walker Valley leading the rebounds in the game right now, John. 8-3.
And I think Harwood's probably got seven of them. Here's Cruz, the long three. Short. Rebound. Tipped around by Korn again. Nunley has the shot. He misses it. Rebound. There's a fight for it on the floor. There's bodies everywhere. Coming out of it finally is Clark, but there's a foul. And the foul, I think, is on Walker Valley, and I think it's Harwood. And it is. Second foul on Harwood, and quite honestly, Rafferty, I don't think they can afford to leave Harwood off the bench
Harwood
for very long.
Korn's already got two on him, and they're the only length really out on the floor for Walker Valley right now. So if they do get in foul trouble, it will hurt them.
Walker Valley leads it here, 7-6, with 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Jones brings it across. Now to Eddings, left side, looks for some help, finds Clark. Between the rings. Now right side to Jones. They try to go down low. It's tipped away, knocked away, and a foul going to be called again. Anytime they go on inside, they've usually picked up a foul. The third foul on Lucas Korn. So the two big men down there already going to have to go to the bench, and coming in is Jim Williams. I got a feeling he might be related to the coach. 20 seconds to go. Left side is Burton. Walker Valley still in that zone. And Rafferty, it's kind of an aggressive zone. It's not just staying back and deep. They're coming out and picking them up at the guard spots. Burton to Jones. Jones stops, gives in the corner to Clark. Clark stops, shoots in midair, misses. Burton with the rebound is fouled right with 1.1 seconds to go on the first quarter clock. Jim Williams, who just checked in, commits the foul. So Burton going to go to the fans hitting near free throw line. Call him at 893-7930. Here's the first one is good. Burton's first points. Quite honestly, there just hasn't been a lot of scoring. We're tied at seven.
Really important, though, to hit these free throws early on so it doesn't come back and haunt you later into the ball game. And that was the first free throw made for Siegel, and there's the second one.
And Burton hits both. And they regain the lead, 8-7. And that's the end of the quarter with the score. The Siegel Stars, 8. The Walker Valley Mustangs, 7. And you're listening to Boys Sectional Action right here on WGNS, brought to you by State Farm. Stay with us.
Toots. Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurant. Good food and fun at any of the three locations in Rutherford County. We've been in business almost 30 years, and we've watched this community grow to very dynamic. And we can only do that if you do your research and vote for the person or persons you think are going to do the best for our community. We support WGNS in this political year, and Toots wants you to vote.
Good food and fun.
Hello, my name is Henry Golzinski, and I'm the owner of Franklin's Printing. We know in this economy that our customers really need to get the most out of every dollar they're spending on printing. That's why we have installed some of the most efficient printing equipment we can obtain to help lower cost and increase efficiency. Two of our most recent acquisitions are new high-speed folder, high-speed black and white printers for short runs. My goal is to be the most competitive and give the best service of any printer in this region. If you don't think I'm serious, call me now. I'm Henry Golzinski at Franklin's Printing.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Monty Keene, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm agents Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jeannie Allman, Trey Helton, and Monty Keene. Get to a better state with State Farm agents. State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS presented by State Farm. John?
Thank you, Rafferty. Brian Barrett traveling. He's with Blackman tonight. Rafferty Cleary joining me here, and Rafferty will be doing the halftime report. He'll have all the stats of this first half. Here's a pass down low to Gooch, and it's up and good. Great pass by Burton, and Gooch gets on the boards himself and a three-point lead, which is, again, about the biggest lead the Seagulls had tonight, 10-7. Nunley in the game, gives it over. In trouble is Williams. Double team, trapped. Once you get there, you're in trouble, but alertly, Coach Williams for Walker Valley calls a timeout, and it gives us an opportunity to talk about our good friends Bob Bug and Stan Vaught one more time.
When you need immediate results, there's no better way to sell your property than with the professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. Get more buyers at your sale by using the power of Bob Parks Auction with Stan Vaught and Bob Bug. Give them a call at 896-4600, and you can find them online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
7:33 to go here in the second quarter. Siegel with a 10-7 lead. Walker Valley going to have the ball as we get ready to start here. And an alert timeout there saved a turnover. With the basketball is Logan Melton for the Mustangs. If you're Walker Valley, Rafferty, you don't want them to get on a big run. Siegel, that is. Here's Cruz. Gives it over in the corner. There's the long jumper, and it's good by Melton. For three, and we're tied at 10. Here's Burton coming down the floor, and there's a collision, but the foul going to be called on Walker Valley. Burton going to go to the free throw line again. The foul is on Cruz.
Tell you what, John, when Siegel's on defense, they're going to need to do a little bit better job of contesting shots over there. You know, out of the three shots Walker Valley's hit, all of them uncontested, basically.
First free throw is up and no good from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. They'll design the perfect system to meet your needs, 893-7930. Aiden Burton, very good free throw shooter, misses a pair. That's unusual. Swafford down with a rebound. Melton has it for Walker Valley. Full court pressure by the Stars, and the pass is out of bounds. It'll belong to Siegel. Good pressure again by Ryan Jones. 10-10 our score. Ryan Jones has it. Between the circles, he goes. Walker Valley. And a foul going to be called. And that one was just a little slap. It's on Melton. First team foul on him. Walker Valley is really starting to pick up the fouls with 6:55 to go. One more foul, and it's double bonus. Charles Clark going to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. His toss is up and good. Charles doesn't miss many. He's got five. Clark will get another. Eyes it, puts it up, rolls in and out. I need to quit doing that, Rafferty. I jinx him. Here's Melton. Over to Harwood, who's back in. Long pass back to Melton. Melton hands it to Harwood. Harwood driving, going to go all the way in. Scoop shot is up and good off the glass. Austin Harwood with a nice move, 12-11. Here's the long jumper by Gooch. It's off, no good. Rebound, Swafford. So with Walker Valley with a one-point lead, doing a great job on the defensive glass. Here's Melton being guarded by Clark. Now top of the key. Goes Swafford. He drives, puts up a prayer. It's no good. And the foul going to be on Gooch. That's the third foul on Gooch and Rafferty. That was very close to a charge by Swafford.
It was. I thought it was too, John. Unfortunately, it didn't go our way.
12-11. Walker Valley with a chance to increase their lead. First one is up. No good. He'll get another one. Neither team just hitting the bottom out at the free throw line, are they?
Not at all. Siegel had 3 of 9 and Walker Valley 2 of 3.
Second one is up. No good. Rebound Jones. Comes across, streaking across the timeline and throws a bullet. It's out of bounds. It'll be a turnover for Siegel. Rafferty, you're about the only guy I know that could have caught that ball. Here's Harwood. for Walker Valley.
I don't know about that, John.
To Swafford. Oh, he almost took steps over to Nunley. The freshman having to play a lot for Walker Valley. Here's Harwood. Open. Gives it over to Cruz in the corner. Going to drive. Gives it off to Melton. It's intercepted by Burton. 3-on-1. Burton. Clark. Layup. Good. Siegel needed that. They regained the lead 13-12. Nunley gives it over to Melton. Bounce pass Harwood. Beat the press easily that time. Harwood in trouble. Now gives it over to Melton. Scoops it down low to Swafford, who is hit and fouled underneath. And, boy, took a hard spill on the floor. Or are they going to say, well, I don't know what they're going to say. Maybe kicked out of bounds. Melton will throw it in underneath the Walker Valley basket. Here's Cruz. Top of the key, now backs it up. Picked up by Burton. 5:24 to go in the half. 13-12, Siegel. Nunley has it. Jones all over him. Now gives it over to Melton. Melton driving, gets a lane, puts it up, misses the shot. But now foul going to be called, and he's going to go to the free throw line. We'll see who got him. Braxton Eddings looks like he may have gotten him.
Eddings just didn't have a good position underneath the basket there, John, and that's what led to the foul there on Eddings.
Looks like he got screened out a little bit there, didn't he? Melton going to the free throw line. First one's no good. Boy, as you know, you don't hit free throws in games like this. It usually comes back to haunt you.
It is so important to hit them early on.
Melton in and out. Rebound Jones. Boy, he gets down in a hurry. Over to Burton for the long three. It's good! Aiden Burton with a first bank three. And Siegel has a four-point lead, 16-12. Walker Valley gets it across the timeline. Harwood got the wide open lane and then is blocked by Jones, but Ryan's going to pick up the foul. That's all he could do. He was going to score.
He made a tremendous effort, though. He came screeching down the floor from about the three-point line and then went up and tried to get a block there, but at the last second got him on the wrist, and so he'll get tagged with the foul.
Harwood is one of those players you don't think he's going to be, you know, you just think he's an average player, you know.
Right.
But he's really fast and he's strong, a really good rebounder. Really impressed me anyway.
Him and Clark have been going at it underneath a couple of the last times down. That should get interesting as the night progresses.
Here's the free throw. The first toss is up and good. Harwood with three. He'll get one more. That's the seventh team foul on Siegel, by the way. Walker Valley has nine. I don't know. I don't think anybody's gotten a real rhythm yet either, have they?
Not at all.
Free throw is missed. Rebound. Clark. Coming across the timeline, gives it over to Jones. Thinks about it, now gives it off to Clark. He'll gun it. It's up, it's no good. Rebound McGee. Stops, turns, fadeaway, jumper, no good. Out of bounds. And a foul going to be called, and I may have it on Charles Clark. Harwood clapping his hands. And it is on Charles Clark, his first. Eighth team foul. And so Harwood going to go to the free throw line. This is where that hurts you. Immediate 1-1. 16-13. Siegel leads it by three. Harwood's free throw rolls good. He'll get one more. Lead cut to two. Second toss on the way. Good. Harwood with five. And it's a one-point Siegel lead. Here comes Ryan Jones. Directing traffic to Burton. Going to take the long three again. It's good again. First bank three, Aiden Burton, and he's warming up.
Yeah, two in a row for Burton. He's been waiting on it all game, and finally he's starting to heat up.
Here's the pass to Harwood. In trouble. Now gives it over to Nunley. 19-15. Siegel back to four-point lead. Here's Nunley. Finds a lane. Goes up against Clark. Has it blocked. Coming away with it is Melton. Swafford has it momentarily. Loses it now. It's a scramble for it. Again, multitude of players down there on the floor, and finally a whistle's called. And now tempers flare a little bit. And when you allow that to happen, sometimes it can be causing more problems for all the rest of them. We're going to take a timeout, a 30-second timeout. It's 19-15, Siegel on top.
Get styled for fall at Stones River Mall. Cooler weather is just around the corner, so shop now for this season's hottest fashions. Pair a cozy sweater with dark denim to look trendy while you cheer on your favorite team. Shop for your favorites at Dillard's, JCPenney, or Versona. With more than 60 retailers, you're sure to find something you love at Stones River Mall. Find us on Facebook and Twitter for style tips, upcoming events, and sales info.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro. We're on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club. Midas is known for mufflers and exhausts, and we do it like no one else.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro, where we also do brakes, tires, oil changes, alignments, diagnostics.
If it's a problem for you, then we can solve it.
There's no car or truck problem we can't solve to get you back safely on the road.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
We're on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
State Farm agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
You're listening to Siegel Walker Valley Sectional Boys Basketball. Siegel Stars a winner. Enjoy this tape delay broadcast. Also, Blackman a winner, 69-55 over Stone Memorial earlier tonight. Both teams in the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Here are John Dinkins and Rafferty Cleary.
And we welcome you back. 3:52 to go here in the first half, 19-15. Siegel with a four-point lead. Here's Burton going to crank it up again for three. Short this time. Rebound, Harwood, who's been dominating that right side of the glass. Harwood comes across. McGee all over him. Harwood dishes down low to Swafford, puts it up, fadeaway. Jumper's no good, but a foul going to be called, and I think Eddings reached in and got him. And that's not good news if you're a Siegel fan. That's the third foul on Eddings. He's going to have to go to the bench probably. And it looks like that is indeed what's going to happen here. The free throw is up and good by Swafford. His first points of the night.
That puts Walker Valley at 6 of 11 from the free throw line, so starting to shoot a little bit better from the charity stripe.
Second one is up. Short. Rebound, Jones. Who else? 3:30 to go in the half, 19-16. Ryan, who has been very quiet offensively tonight, bids it out to Edwards, who's just checked in. And they give it to Burton. They call 3 seconds. That's Edwin Roberts, by the way, just checked in, and he gets called for the three-second violation.
I don't think he was paying attention. I had my eye on him there for a couple of seconds, and he was just standing straight in the middle of the paint there with no movement, and that'll get you every single time.
It's tough coming off the bench, isn't it? 3:10 to go in the half. Nunley has it. Played the majority of this first half, and now reaching in foul on Clark. And the foul starting to add up on the Stars. That's the second foul on Clark. Gooch already has three, and Eddings has three. Nunley at the free throw line does not get it. Both teams missing free throws so far in this one. Second one is up, and it is good. So Nunley has his third point of the night. And the lead back to two for Siegel with 3 minutes to go in the first half. 19-17. Here's Jones. They have yet to really solve the middle of this zone. Here's Clark. They've had some big baskets from Burton outside. Burton picked up by Cruz quickly. Burton takes a couple of dribbles. Now left side to Clark. Back to Burton. Over to Jones. Jones finds McGee in the middle. Shot missed. That's the shot they want. Burton comes away with a rebound, however, for Siegel. Back to Burton for three. Yes! Aiden Burton with 11. 22-17. That's the first bank three, my friend.
Walker Valley's playing that 2-3 zone pretty high up on the perimeter, and a lot of the threes that we've seen go in for Siegel have been from out deep because they're forcing him to shoot it over top of them.
Well, that's where an Aiden Burton can certainly help you when he gets hot.
Oh,
here's Nunley with the ball. Between the rings, takes a couple of dribbles. Harwood and McGee are really fighting underneath that basket. They've had two or three guys fighting with the Harwood down there for position. Nunley has it, just standing out there. 1:46 to go here in the first half. Making Siegel come out. Nunley still dribbling. The crowd wanting a little more action. Harwood gives him a screen. Finds a lane, cut off there by Jones. Though Melton drives, and he's going to be fouled. They're finding just a little crease, and it's just enough to get in there. And he'll be going to the free throw line. And the foul on Roberts. And Melton to the free throw line. Hits the first one. It's a funny thing about Walker Valley. They look like they're going to be excellent free throw shooters. They just haven't had a good night. Melton looks like a real good form.
Neither team has.
1:30 to go in the half. The lead is four for Siegel. Still four as he misses this one. Jones comes down with a rebound. Jones. Long jumper. This time Charles Clark gets in the action. It's a first bank three for Clark. He's got 10.
Well, between Clark and Burton, they've hit four threes combined from the exact same spot on the floor over in that far left corner.
25-18. Biggest lead for Siegel is seven. Ball's out of bounds. It'll belong to Walker Valley right in front of the Siegel bench. Official telling them to sit down over there and throw the ball in. They get it to Harwood, in trouble, stolen away by McGee on the floor. And they're going to call a tripping foul. And from the looks of it, they're going to call it on Harwood. And that's three on him. And he got that one because he lost the ball, and I think he got frustrated.
Well, they're going to sub him out, and that'll be Korn and Harwood, two of their biggest players sitting on the bench, both of them with three fouls. And it makes you wonder how deep the Walker Valley bench can actually go.
And the only time he substituted is if when they've been in foul trouble. First free throw by McGee is missed from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Fan Heating and Air has offered the finest products and services since 1966. I was 10 years old, and Rafferty wasn't even considered. 893-7930. Well, you were born about 1990, weren't you?
91.
91.
Uh-huh.
Free throw is up. Second one rolls in and out. Boy, they just cannot buy one at the free throw line. 56 seconds to go in the half. It's a 7-point Siegel lead. Here's Melton. Long pass to Cruz. Driving on Burton, and now a reaching in foul on Burton, pushing him away.
Defensively, John, I just don't think Siegel's had the best position, whether it be off the back in the perimeter or even down low trying to protect the basket. They just have not had good defensive position at all tonight.
Cruz, free throw's good. Well, they're giving Walker Valley a lot of opportunities at the free throw line. The lead is six, 25-19. Second one by Cruz is good. He's a shooter, folks. 25-20, 46 seconds to go. Boys sectional action. And it's been a good one so far. Jones standing there waiting for the last shot. They're going to waste a little clock. LaLance is in for Siegel, by the way. Just checked in. Rob LaLance. Jones playing catch with Burton. So standing out there holding it, wanting them to come out of that zone. 18 seconds. They're not going to come out of it, Rafferty. 14 seconds. 9 seconds. Burton, long range three.
Wow.
Oh, goodness gracious. It's good.
And a steal.
And a steal, and the ball's back into the hands of Siegel, but the clock runs out. What a shot by Aiden Burton. 25 feet away? I think so. Wow. 28-20 is our score here at halftime. Siegel has stretched it out to an 8-point lead. When we come back, Rafferty Cleary will have the Ideas Tees halftime report. He'll have all the stats and highlights for you as we continue with WGNS State Farm coverage of the boys' sectional basketball tournament. Stay with us.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
If you haven't tried Toots Fried Dill Pickles, it's a must. When you order your fried pickle chips, there are three sauces you just have to try. Our homemade ranch dressing, a delicious homemade blue cheese dressing, and our newest dressing, Buffalo Ranch. You're going to love it. There's nothing like Toots Fried Dill Pickle Chips. Here in Rutherford County, we have three Toots Good Food and Fun locations. Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, on South Church Street in the Barfield area, and our location on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Hi, I'm Ralph Krischer of Krischer Law Firm in Murfreesboro, and I want to help you and your family keep more of your hard-earned money. There's probably someone in your life that you've thought about leaving your assets to. Many people think a will takes care of their family, but do you know there are serious issues with a will? There is a better alternative. Call me at 200-0553 for a free consultation. We have evening and weekend hours. Krischer Law Firm. Planning for the future, protecting families, preserving wealth.
Loveless Fine Photography is now the official photographer for Blackman, Eagleville, MTCS, Riverdale, Siegel, Smyrna, and Stewart's Creek.
If people haven't scheduled their senior portrait yet, they need to go ahead and call and get that done, because to be in the yearbook, they have to come through us, and we love to make beautiful portraits. They'll love the experience, and they'll love their portraits.
Alan Loveless says call 890-1558 now to schedule your senior session.
Some of the nicest people in the world will answer your questions, schedule your session.
Loveless Photography, 890-1558.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Trey Hilton, and I'm that State Farm agent. 895-0500.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm agent Monty King. Let me help you get to a better state by handling your auto, home, and life insurance. 220-2210.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Press Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Ace Construction of Tennessee, Music World, Drummer's Den, and Stones River Mall. It's now time for the IDST's Halftime Report. Halftime is brought to you by Jones Car Wash, which is proud to support all student-athletes in Rutherford County. Located on Memorial across from O'Charley's, Jones Car Wash offers full service and exterior car wash services. Each wash includes wheel cleaner, bug removal, and towel drying. They also offer Rain-X, foam wax, tire shine, underbody wash, and air freshener, which requires no additional time. Better service, better wash, right price. Give Jones Car Wash a try next time you decide to wash your car. They're on Memorial across from O'Charley's. And we're at halftime with the score 28-20 in favor of the Siegel Stars. And now we'll take a look at the team stats through one half of play. In the rebounding category, the Stars with 10 through one half, Walker Valley with 13. Field goal shooting looks like this. Siegel was 10 of 27, right at 37%. Walker Valley, 4 of 18 at 22%. Foul shooting, Siegel, 3 of 11, 27%. That's got to improve in the second half. And for Walker Valley, they are 10 of 18 at 55%. Finished the first quarter with only two free throws shot. And then here at halftime, they're up to 18, 10 of 18 at 55%. Turnovers look like this. Siegel with 5, Walker Valley with 7. And again, it's 28-20 at half, Siegel leading over Walker Valley. We'll take a quick look at the individual statistics here. And right now, it's Dominique Gooch for Siegel with 2 points. Aiden Burton with 14 off a bunch of three-pointers from long range. And Charles Clark in there with 10. And Braxton Eddings with 2. And that'll round out the scoring for the Seagull Stars. Do want to remind you, though, that Dominique Gooch and Braxton Eddings each with 3 fouls through one half of play. Now taking a look at Walker Valley, the Mustangs. They're being led in scoring right now by 2 individuals. It's Austin Harwood with 5 points, and then Brandon Cruz with 5 points as well, followed up by Logan Melton, who's got 4 points, Lucas Korn with 2 points, and finally Trent Nunley with 3, and actually one more. It is Dustin Swafford with 1 point. And we do want to remind you also that Austin Harwood for Walker Valley has got 3 fouls through one half of play, as well as Lucas Korn with 3 fouls through one half of play. Both of them are their 2 big men for the Mustangs. And with that, we'll take a break and then get you back here for second half action. Again, it's halftime here in this boys sectional tournament game. Siegel on top of Walker Valley 28-20. The winner of this one heads to the Murphy Center for a trip to the state tournament. We'll be right back. You're listening to WGNS State Farm Prep Basketball.
This is Danny Page, and I'm here to tell you about Annette Bratcher. She's a very knowledgeable real estate agent with Reliant Realty. She is the perfect agent to work with both the first-time home buyers as well as a seasoned investor. Call Annette today at 456-1658.
Find your next house on AnnetteBratcher.com. You can do a property search today and find that perfect home for your family, or look at the featured home. Go to AnnetteBratcher.com. Again, that's AnnetteBratcher.com.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
DirecTV by Entersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
Each friend you refer to DirecTV, you get $100 in credit. But with DirecTV by Entersource, it's even better.
We're going to actually add a $25 gift card to you for trusting us to take care of your friend.
Up to $1,000 from DirecTV and $250 from DirecTV by Entersource.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Entersource, 815-1800.
Since 2008, your neighbors have trusted locally owned Ace Construction of Tennessee for their roofing, siding, gutters, insurance claim assistance, and more. 809-2621. Ace Construction has an A rating and is an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau. Ace Construction is fully insured, licensed, and bonded. Call 809-2621 to schedule a free no-obligation inspection. 809-2621. Ace Construction of Tennessee. 809-2621. Online at aconstructiontn.com.
We're with Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue. And Mike, tell me what makes your restaurant different from the others.
Pricing and quality of the food. Both of those combined make it a great product. Just one chance to eat it, I think you'll come back consistently all the time. You just say Rick's, and it means barbecue. That's the vision that I have.
Simple math, Rick's equals barbecue, and I think you'll discover that at one of their 2 Rutherford County locations, on Warrior Drive behind the Rite Aid, and on Memorial down from VA.
This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We just wanted to say congratulations. We live in a community that just has so many wonderful athletes. We're just so blessed with so many awesome high schools and middle schools and just have so much talent here. It's just amazing. So congratulations to all of you players, parents, and coaches. A job well done. Did you know that Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider of MTSU Athletics? Go Blue Raiders!
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
You're listening to Siegel Walker Valley Sectional Boys Basketball. Siegel Stars a winner. Enjoy this tape delay broadcast. Also, Blackman a winner, 69-55 over Stone Memorial earlier tonight. Both teams in the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Here are John Dinkins and Rafferty Cleary.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, Madeline Scales Harris for City Council, Krischer Law Firm, Bud's Tire, and Reeves Saint Drugstore. And now we'll turn it over to John Dinkins, who will begin the play-by-play for the second half action.
Thank you, Rafferty Cleary. That's really good. You learned well from the master.
Yes. Yes, I've been taught well.
28-20 our score here. Starting lineups here in the second half. It's going to be the a little different for Siegel. It's going to be Gooch, McGee, Burton, Clark, and Jones, as Eddings sitting on the bench with three fouls for Walker Valley. Looks like their original starting lineup: Austin Harwood, Melton, Korn, Cruz, and Swafford. Harwood and Korn both with three fouls. So we'll see how that plays out here in the second half. As we mentioned, John Dingens, Rafferty Cleary here with you. Brian Barrett has gone to Crossville tonight, bringing the Blackman game.
I think he's just had too much of us.
I think so. I think pretty obvious. He wanted to get as far out of town as he could. Here's Melton with it. It's Blackman. Here I go. As Walker Valley starts off, Siegel in a zone to start the second half. Those starting lineups, by the way. Here's the pass down low. A nice pass to Lucas Korn. 28-22. Brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography, those starting lineups. Here's a steal. Logan Melton's got it. Going to drive all the way in. A little floater in the lane's good. And just like that, the lead's cut to four. Jumper, no good by Burton. Rebound, tipped away. Coming up with it is Cruz. Triple team. Bounces it off Jones, and now a foul going to be called on Melton. As Ryan Jones made the steal, tried to bounce it off of Jones, and he picked it up. That's some speed and quickness right there.
Oh, yeah.
Melton with his second foul. Here's the pass into Burton, drives left side. In the wing, in trouble, tries to bounce it away. This time, can't find anybody. Aiden asking for a foul, doesn't get it.
Walker Valley sure came out strong defensively here in these first minute of play in the second half, smothering Siegel so far.
Siegel leads it by four, 28-24, 6:57 to go in the third quarter. Here's Melton trying to drive on Jones, can't get by him. Now to Harwood, left side, into the corner. Here's the long jumper, and it is good by Lucas Korn. And it's 28-26. Here's Burton with a floater in the lane, and it's good. That was a big basket there. They needed that. 16 points. I'm sorry. That's right, 16. I thought I was wrong, but it is right. Leading scorer in the game. Swafford has it. Has it tipped away. Melton hanging on to his jersey, but he still gets the shot off, and a foul going to be called. He held on to his shorts as he was driving to the basket. I don't think an official saw it, but Rafferty and I saw it plain as day.
Well, I thought he grabbed him back here at half court.
He did.
On the fast break. It was quite an excessive force there on the foul.
Ryan Jones showing the official just exactly what he did. Clark at the free throw line. The first one is up and good. It's the Toots free throw line. Good food and fun at Toots on Broad and South Church in Murfreesboro and on Sam Ridley in Smyrna. Clark with 11. Isaac brings it home. He's got 12, 32-26. Full court pressure again by Siegel. Here's Melton. Knocks it away. That's Clark. Here's Burton. Going to drive all the way in. Puts up a prayer. It doesn't go in, but he's going to go to the Toots Good Food and Fun free throw line as he's fouled. And the foul is on Swafford. Second foul on him. And Aiden Burton, who is leading the way tonight with 16 points, going to go to the free throw line for the first one. It's up and good. Let's see tonight. Aiden has 1, 2, 3, 4 first bank threes. And a couple of free throws. Second one is up and good. And now an official timeout as Trent Nunley going to come back in. And coming out is Swafford. The lead back up to 8. Walker Valley had cut it to 4, and that's the closest they came up to this point. 6:11 to go in the third quarter. Cruz gives it over to Harwood, loses it momentarily, now double teamed. Trying to get out of it, still in trouble, finally gets it over to Melton. Melton drives, gets it down low, intercepted by Gooch. Tipped to Clark. Clark streaks down the floor, finds Jones. He comes up with it, goes up for the shot. It's blocked. Here's Clark in the corner. Now to Burton for three. Short rebound, tipped around. Clark has it, puts it up off the glass. It's good, and he is fouled. Charles Clark, Bro Rafferty.
Good second effort there by Clark, and it did the smart move right there. Got the rebound and immediately went back up with it and drew the foul, like what I saw there.
And he's going to go to the two free throw line. They have daily specials to save you money. Visit Toots.com. Clark with a chance for the three-point play. It's up, and it is no good. Rebound intercepted by McGee. Here's Jones, puts it up with the left hand. Off the glass and good. Ryan Jones, and Walker Valley wants a timeout as Siegel has increased their lead to 38-26. We'll take this timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute.
There's more to helping patients feel their best than simply filling prescriptions. Reefzane Medical carries a broad range of competitively priced medical equipment and supplies for sale or rental. You get the best equipment for your needs by providing a personal consultation, product demonstration, fitting, and follow-up. Our inventory includes equipment for respiratory, mastectomy, diabetes, and of course, durable medical equipment. Delivery and setup within Rutherford County are always free. Reefzane Medical is located behind Reefzane Drugstore on Memorial Boulevard.
Whether you're a fan of the Volunteers, the Blue Raiders, the Vandy Commodores, or the Belmont Bruins, you know it all begins on the high school level. Lenny Farmer here again to tell you that over a century ago, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home had our beginning in Rutherford County, serving your family with compassionate funeral arrangements. Although we continue to update our methods of service, our compassion has not changed. Call Jennings and Ayers today at 893-2422 for your burial and cremation needs.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
You're listening to Siegel Walker Valley Sectional Boys Basketball. Siegel Stars a winner. Enjoy this tape delay broadcast. Also, Blackman a winner, 69-55 over Stone Memorial earlier tonight. Both teams in the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Here are John Dinkins and Rafferty Cleary.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Mills Family Pharmacy, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Bell Jewelers, and Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Here's Walker Valley trailing now by 12. The ball is stolen away. Picked up by Korn. Tries to bounce it down low to Nunley. Out of bounds off Siegel. So Siegel has exploded here with a 12-point lead with 5:16 to go in the third. Rafferty much better defensively here in this quarter.
I'll have to agree with you, and they've also done a lot better at the free throw line. They've already hit four free throws here in the second half, which is one better than they hit all in the first.
It hit the backboard on the inbounds pass, and they're going to give it back to Walker Valley. Over to Korn in the corner. Stops, back to Nunley. Now gives it over to Cruz. Cruz dribbles with the left hand, picked up by Burton. Now he drives, stops in the lane, puts up an eight-footer, no good. Rebound, picked up Clark. Here come the Stars, one to run. Clark dishes off. Here's Jones in the lane, misses the shot, got his own rebound, tips it back in. He had to do it twice, but he got it. He's got four. The lead now 40-26. Siegel Stars pulling away from the Mustangs. Here's Nunley, driving with the left hand. Bounce pass over in the corner goes to Harwood. Harwood takes a dribble or two. Now working one-on-one with Clark. Drives in the lane, goes up easy, layup good.
Harwood's just a strong player. He's got the ability to make quick moves inside and get to the bucket.
Here's Jones, head fake, stops in the lane, floats one up there from seven. It's good. Ryan Jones starting to pick it up offensively. He's got six. Here's Cruz. Ben Dotson may have told Ryan Jones to pick it up a little more offensively. Here's Harwood driving. Nice move. Misses the shot. Korn gets it to fall, but it won't go. And the rebound, and on the foul, or on the rebound, a foul is going to be called. And the foul on DJ McGee. Well, I'll tell you what, Korn and Harwood have impressed me. They're big, strong kids.
You wouldn't think Harwood could move as quick as he can.
Really fast.
He really has the ability to do about anything on the court.
Korn hits the free throw. He has seven. Cuts the lead now to 13, 42 to 29. We're here from Siegel High School. Siegel in here with a 30-1 record. Free throw is good by Korn. 42-30, 4:03 to go in the third. Siegel has spread this lead out to at least somewhat of a comfort level. Burton has it, top of the key. A couple of dribbles, now back to Gooch. Playing catch with Burton. Back inside it goes to Clark, swings it around to Jones for three. It's good. He'll do that once or twice a game and just break your heart. 9 points for Jones.
That's just trusting your shot there. He made no hesitation about it. Just rose up, buckets.
45-30. Pressure by Siegel. Here's Cruz. Bounces it down low to Korn. Has nowhere to go with it. And tipped away. Nunley runs in front of Harwood and tips it out of bounds. It'll be Siegel's basketball. Turnovers now seven, starting to mount here for Walker Valley. Ryan Jones across the timeline for the Stars. Lobs it to Charles Clark. Tries to hit Gooch down low. Ball thrown away. That's eight for Siegel. Here's Harwood driving. Has it tipped away. Gets it back. May have walked. They say he was pushed. So he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Or maybe one and one. No, two. Hadn't got to that point yet. It should be Walker Valley's ball underneath the basket, I would think.
I would think so, too. I didn't think he was going up with it at all.
And that's what they're going to do. Cruz is going to throw it in at the 3:04 mark of the third quarter. Here's the lob in to Korn. The jumper in and out. Rebound. Clark up high for it. Coming down the floor quickly is Charles Clark. Walker Valley still in the zone. Have not wavered from that the entire night. Here's Eddings trying to look in the middle. They're using Clark as the decoy, basically, up there at the high post. Here's McGee. Bounces it down low. That's Jones. Misses the shot. Rebound. Clark, interior pass to Jones is no good. The shot is, and now Burton goes after the loose ball, and he's going to be fouled. Boy, this has been a really, really aggressive game.
It sure has, and one thing I'll mention right here, Siegel is starting to crash the boards a little bit more. That was their 18th rebound moments ago, and so they're out-rebounding Walker Valley 18-15 right now.
Josh Jones is going to come in the game to take Milton's place, who's in foul trouble. Here's Burton to Jones. Gets a pick from Clark, doesn't take it, now gives it over to Eddings. To the right wing, it goes to Clark. Tries to feed it in the middle, and it's intercepted. Here's Nunley driving all the way in, puts it up against the left side of the glass, and good. Nunley is going to be a good player for them. 45-32 the score. Walker Valley won't go away. Siegel with a 13-point lead. McGee now back to Burton inside to Clark. He's going to have it. Loses it temporarily, but he is fouled. And they are getting deep, deep in foul trouble. Fourth foul on Austin Harwood. And he's kind of the spiritual leader of these Mustangs, it looks as if. And we've got a replacement coming in. Nunley, they already replaced him. Okay, one, two, three, four. Got to have one more, don't we? Oh, Harwood's staying in. Okay. He is playing with four fouls. Clark, free throw up and good. Charles Clark with 15 points, shooting from the Toots Good Food and Fun free throw line. It's on Broad Street and South Church in Murfreesboro and on Sam Ridley in Smyrna. You know what? They have their local special tonight. You know, it's the hamburger special. Mm-hmm. You've been there on
Tuesday
night.
Yes, I have. Oh, yeah. And when I eat there, it makes Mom happy. Let's just put it that way.
You can't get a better deal.
No, you can't.
Now a substitution is going to be made. And coming in for Walker Valley is Colton Morrow.
And it looks like Korn over there is rubbing some blood off the back of his arm. So I thought I saw some a few minutes ago. Probably got scratched or something.
Swofford is back in. Free throw is good by Clark. He's got 16. If you want clutch free throws at the end, Charles Clark is probably the man you want up there. Lead back to 15, 1:55 to go in the third. Big important trip defensively for Siegel here. Ball stripped away. Stolen away by Jones. Flips it over to Clark. Slam it home. Charles Clark. Great pass by Jones. I don't even know how he saw him. 49-32. Walker Valley. Swofford gets it across the timeline. Now to Cruz. Siegel crowd feeling it now. Cruz in trouble. And now push is going to be called on Siegel. Gooch and Burton were in the vicinity. And they're going to call it on.
Maybe Burton, I
Burton,
believe.
Burton, I believe, yeah.
Yes.
And that is Burton's second. Minute 24 to go in the third. Walker Valley to throw it in. That's only the third team foul on Siegel. Cruz with a pick. Tries to penetrate inside. Cannot do that against three stars. Clark gives it over to Burton. They'll slow it down. Walker Valley backs up defensively. 1:11 to go in the third. Burton, they may play for one here. 1:06 to go. Siegel wins this game. They will be winners of this sectional game and will go to Murphy Center a week from tomorrow. Oh, Burton gets it stripped, picked up by Korn. Lucas Korn gives it over to Trent Nunley. 46 seconds. Walker Valley down by 17. Here's Nunley. Takes a couple of dribbles, now gives it over to Morrow. Morrow has it stripped away. Jones again. He may take it himself this time. He does. Lobs it up there. Won't go, but a foul going to be called. And the foul is on Korn. Now, here's the situation, Rafferty. You've got Lucas Korn with four, Harwood with four. You've got a whole quarter left. Bob Williams of Walker Valley's got a decision to make.
And that's a lot of scoring out of those two players right there with four fouls for Walker Valley.
At the Toots free throw line is Ryan Jones. He missed the first one. Toots Good Food and Fun, wings, burgers, salads, and more with three local locations to serve you. Jones with the second one. This one won't go. Rebound picked up. Korn for Walker Valley. Score remains 49-32. Long pass to Cruz in the right side. Brings it back to the top of the circle. Give it over to Nunley. This is Josh Jones with the ball. Over in the corner tomorrow, the long three, short. Rebound, Korn there to put it in at the buzzer. Lucas Korn with a basket. Is it too little, too late, though, for the Walker Valley Mustangs? Siegel leads it now as we go to the fourth quarter by a score of 49-34. Well, you're listening to WGNS State Farm coverage of the sectional basketball tournament from Siegel High.
Middle Tennessee Christian School invites you out to an evening with Archie Manning, football legend, father of Super Bowl champions, southern hero, patriarch of football's first family, on April 17th. Get a personal glimpse into his extraordinary life as revealed in the Book of Manning documentary. From elegant dining, casual tailgating, to the keynote speech only, choose your experience at MTCS and enjoy Archie Manning April 17th. Seating is limited. Call now, 893-0601, 893-0601, to reserve your seat.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now, when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. For any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions, Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown.
Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
You're listening to Siegel Walker Valley Sectional Boys Basketball. Siegel Stars a winner. Enjoy this tape delay broadcast. Also, Blackman a winner, 69-55 over Stone Memorial earlier tonight. Both teams in the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Here are John Dinkins and Rafferty Cleary.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Mills Family Pharmacy, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Bell Jewelers, and Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Here's Walker Valley.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, First Bank, Realtor Annette Bratcher with Reliant Realty, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden. John, take it away.
All right, good news here as we start the fourth quarter. Siegel leads at 49-34. One quarter to go. They get a chance to go to the state tournament at Murphy Center, the old glass house. Here is Ryan Jones. They give it over to Gooch, back to Burton. I would think Siegel will become more and more patient as this night goes on, trying to get them to come out of that zone. Now Nunley comes out and picks him up, but I wouldn't say that's exactly. That's just to force action. Jones to Burton. High post to Clark. Thinks about it, now backs away. Dribbles, gives back to Burton, now to Clark. 7:22 to go in the game. Clark over to Burton, way out in the backcourt. Over left side, it goes to Gooch. And they are starting to pick him up now a little bit. Here's Clark down low. The feed to McGee, and it's up and good off the glass. I would think at first I thought Clark maybe should have taken that himself, but he found McGee and he scores. 51-34. Here's Cruz giving over to Jones. Walker Valley needs a basket if you're a Walker Valley fan. Here's the jumper by Korn. It's missed. Here comes Jones. Look at him. Lobs it inside the cut for the slam.
Unbelievable right there.
I think they saw that coming about a minute before they did it. 53-34, and the crowd goes nuts on that one. Throws it away. Here's McGee with the steal. And it's out of bounds. Going to belong to Siegel, I believe. Ryan Jones does that probably better than anybody.
There is a couple of ball handlers for Walker Valley, John, that just aren't comfortable when they're being guarded heavily. So the pressure being intensified by Siegel's defense.
Clark from the foul line, about a 15-footer, it's good. And Walker Valley wants a timeout. They want to talk about it. Siegel's exploded here in the fourth quarter, and they lead it by a score of 55-34. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Bud's Tire Pros is part of the nation's premier network of independent, locally owned and operated tire dealers. You'll get reliable service and better prices in addition to great brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich tires through their exclusive promotions and rebates you won't find anywhere else. All tires and automotive service, including brakes and alignments, are backed by the nationwide warranty, including free roadside assistance with every purchase. For local service you can trust, visit Bud's Tire Pros, located in Murfreesboro, or call 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Injured during the game, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is your sports medicine provider. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com.
Going without the beard now, huh?
Yeah, trying well, to.
Kind of clean cut. Television look.
Yeah, I got to have it. You know, Chris Clark just doesn't like it when you wear the beard into the newsroom.
I understand. And Chris Clark is, you know, the man.
Yes, he is.
55-34. Siegel has a 21-point lead. And they try to get it inside Walker Valley to Josh Jones. And a foul going to be called. And this one is on Clark. The third foul on Charles Clark. It was a good last 2 minutes for Siegel. Here's a long jumper by Cruz. It's no good. Rebound off a newcomer in the game. That's Jacob Hurd. Just checked in for Walker Valley. They may not have much choice. They've got two in foul trouble. Going to try to rest them here. But quite honestly, Siegel is well in control in this one. 5:48 to go in the game. McGee over to Jones. Over to Burton. Down low to Clark. Dishes back out to McGee. Puts it up from the corner. It's good. First bank three. DJ McGee. Wow. He has five. Here's Cruz getting over to Nunley. Working to Jones. Jones spins, turns around, puts up about a seven-footer, going to draw the foul on Burton.
Burton doesn't like it. He had pretty good position. Hands up high. Didn't leave his feet. I'm not sure about that one there. Neither is Burton.
Aiden doesn't mind talking to the official, though, does he?
No, he's gone from one official to the other one, and I just hope he knows it's not going to change.
Here's the free throw up and good by Jones. His first points of the night. 58-35 Siegel. John Dingins along with Rafferty Cleary here. Second one is up, and it is no good. Rebound picked up by Jones. Coming down the floor in a hurry is Ryan. Oh, a little stutter step in the lane, and all Nunley could do was foul him. Well, that was a super move.
It sure was. A little bit too quick for Nunley to handle there, and he was caught in the act of the foul.
Harwood coming back in, Jones coming out. Harwood with four, Lucas Korn with four. But Bob Williams has made the decision. You got to go with what you got to go with, even if they do have four. 5:15 to go. Siegel, Jones misses that shot. And the ball's out of bounds, belong to Walker Valley. Siegel will continue to press. Eddings comes back in. And McGee will go out. Walker Valley with the basketball across the timeline. Gooch is in. Now gives it over to Nunley. Nunley going to drive all the way in, put it up a little soft little floater that's really a pretty shot. It's good. Down the floor in a hurry is Clark for three. Yes!
Wow. John, that is their fifth shot they have made in a row, and they're just on a tear right now.
Not anything you can do about that one. Here's a long jumper that's missed out of bounds. Going to belong to Siegel. Two things I think has happened. The intense pressure has picked up and the rebounding. Here's a steal, however, by Cruz. Turnover Siegel. Brandon Cruz sneaked one away from the Siegel Stars there. 61-39, 4:28 to go in the game. Jones working on Nunley out front. Now drives, finds a hole, puts it up. What a soft touch. Misses the shot. Burton rebounds. Burton back to Jones. Jones, same thing, bottom. Just from the other side that time, 11 points for Ryan Jones. 4:05 to go in the game. 63-39, here come the Mustangs of Walker Valley. Running out of time, quite honestly. Here's Harwood, thinks about a three, now gives it back to Nunley. He will shoot the three. It's up, no good. Rebound, Eddings. No, Korn steals it. And as he goes up, it's knocked out of bounds. Going to belong to Walker Valley. Yes. Ben Dotson wants a reason for that. Eddings coming out. Gooch coming in. And coming into the game for Walker Valley is someone I don't know. We'll check on that when we come back. 63-39, Siegel on top with 3:47 to go. You're listening to WGNS state coverage of the boys sectional basketball tournament.
Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's only certified Rolex repair center.
With million-dollar lawsuits and drastic increases in court costs, are you adequately insured? We can remove the fear of an unforeseen lawsuit with an umbrella liability policy from Auto Owners Insurance. We'll recommend personal and business protection that meets today's needs. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064. Ask us about no problem protection through Auto Owners.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
Spring fever. You just can't wait for those beautiful warm spring days when you can enjoy your lawn and garden. Martin's Home and Garden says it's time. Start your garden early with plants like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, and cauliflower. Get those potatoes in the ground for an abundant harvest by the time the summer heat scorches everything. Martin's Home and Garden is your one-stop shop for everything garden. Online at martinshomeandgarden.com.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Where beauty and quality meet.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
You're listening to Siegel Walker Valley Sectional Boys Basketball. Siegel Stars a winner. Enjoy this tape delay broadcast. Also, Blackman a winner, 69-55 over Stone Memorial earlier tonight. Both teams in the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Here are John Dinkins and Rafferty Cleary.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is presented by State Farm agents Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jenny Allman, Trey Hilton, and Monty King. Get to a better state with State Farm.
Well, Rafferty, 63-39, Siegel approaching quickly their state tournament appearance. They were in it last year, of course. Well, they've been in it several years with Ben Dotson. Here's the inbounds pass and the shot by Korn that falls good. He has 12. 3:38, clock winding down. Don't forget to join us for the Prentice Awesome Heating Air postgame show following our game tonight. Here's Burton from the corner. Short rebound. Coming up high with it is Korn. Throws it away. Right to Burton. Down low to McGee. Lays it up with the right hand. From the left glass, and it's good. DJ McGee with seven. 65-41, 3:14 to go. Mustangs walking it up is Trent Nunley. Over to right wing goes to Cruz. Long jumper, no good. Rebound, McGee saves it to Jones. Harwood intercepts. Now Harwood passes over to Cruz. Thinks about it, now drives, puts it up. A little eight-footer short. Rebound, Clark. Clark looks for help, gives it over to Gooch. Gooch almost threw it away. Jones just ripped it out of his hands. Puts up a layup and misses. Rebound, Clark, but a foul underneath. And we'll see who that's on. I think Aiden Burton may have committed that foul. Nope, it's on Korn. It was a deed on a Mustang, and that's the fifth foul. He's going to have to come out of there. And coming in for him is Jim Williams. So at the Toots free throw line, it stands Aiden Burton, who's had quite a night tonight. He's got 18. But he's not the leading scorer. Charles Clark is. But boy, he had a great first half.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Ace Construction of Tennessee, Music World, Drummer's Den, and Stones River Mall.
Aiden Burton hits the first one from the Toots free throw line. He has 19. Don't forget, Toots has daily specials to save you money each and every day. Visit Toots.com. The second one is also good by Burton. He's got 20. 67-41. Under 3 minutes now in this game. Cruz has it. Been a fast game, too.
Yes, it has.
Very few timeouts. Here's Morrow. Gives it over to Harwood. Tries to throw it down low to Williams and throws it away. Let's see. Burton with 20. Clark with 25. DJ McGee with 7. Ryan Jones with 11. He's got that many assists. Here's Jones. Now they come out of the zone, and they're playing man-to-man. Gooch stops, gives it over to Jones. This is really what Siegel loves to play. Burton against is the man-to-man. LaLance is in for Siegel. Jones gets a pick from Burton, now brings it back out. Just running the clock down, a minute 52 to go in the game. Siegel's going to win this one going away, and they are going to advance to the state tournament a week from tomorrow. We don't know who they'll play or when they'll play. That drawing will take place probably tomorrow after the results of all the night's games. And Ben Dotson asking for a timeout, but we're going to hold it here. Because I think this is just a substitution timeout. LaRich Hughes comes in. Wilkerson comes in. Along with LaLance. And Norman is in. Norman's a good little player as well. And Omar Lyons also in for Siegel. to play this final minute 30. Wilkerson gives it over to House. Over to LaLance. To Lyons. To Norman. They're just playing catch with each other right now and doing a pretty good job of it, quite honestly. Here's Lyons. Gives it back out to Norman. To House. House drives in the lane. Spins. Has it stolen away. Picked up. Thrown away. LaLance gets it back to Lyons. He may have an opening. He puts it up. And he scores and he's fouled. Omar Lyons with a chance for the three-point play. That's Omar's first basket.
John, we just saw the 19th turnover there for Walker Valley, and that just tells you pretty much all you need to know. 19 turnovers in a game like this, you're not going to be able to do much of anything, and that's why you see Siegel up 69-41 here in the fourth.
And for the Mustangs, it really reared its ugly head in the second half, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Free throw is missed. We're under a minute. 69-41. Here's a drive put up by Chandler Hunt, and the jumper's missed. Here comes House, long pass to Lyons, going to streak down the floor, put it up, it's a little short. Lyons comes down the rebound, he's going to be fouled. So Siegel, with a tremendous record they've had, and what a great year, I think, you know, it's a team that it would have been a shame if they had not been able to make it to the state tournament.
I'd have to agree with you, John. They've done some tremendous things this year and deserve where they're at and certainly deserve the trip to the Murphy Center for the state tournament appearance.
And the Siegel Nation is really fired up. I mean, really fired up.
Don't blame them, though. That's always was always one of the funnest things to do when you're in high school is to head to Murphy Center in Murfreesboro, get out of school, watch your team play.
Yeah, and it's excused. Here's a jumper in the lane that's up and no good. Rebound. Stolen away. Walker Valley has it. 22 seconds to go. Oh, nice little jump shot up there. Put up and no good by Reed Jacobs. He's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. 69-41 the score. Jacobs eyes the first one. It's up and it is no good. 20 seconds to go in this one. The Siegel Stars are going to improve to 31-1. Second one is up. It is no good. Rebound, House. That's going to do it, folks. 69-41, the Siegel Stars. Just probably going to run out the clock here. And that is exactly what they're going to do. Congratulations to Ben Dotson and the Siegel Stars and Ben Staff on a great year, and it's not over yet. The final jewel is coming up, the Glass House at Murphy Center, as they win this sectional bout against with the Walker Valley by a score of 69-41. And when we come back, we will have a look at the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air postgame show. We'll also have Loveless Fine Photography players of the game and much more. So stay right here with us. You're listening to State Farm coverage of the sectional basketball tournament right here on WGNS.